Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the sun.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Bucknutters, it is Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Those of you that did the Dave Biddle rain dance last night, it did not work. I'm back, and I will be here through Friday, but look who's back. The Fong is here, 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wolfong, who told me before the show, all he wants today is everyone to become a YouTube subscriber so the Ohio State site can pull ahead of all other sites when the end of the month communique is sent out from the bosses and we have the most podcast subscribers. So please, YouTube, Twitter, anything you can subscribe to Bucknuts, hit it right now. If you have to push pause, it'll be worth it. You're about to get some award-winning infotainment from the director of 24/7 Sports, Steve Wolfong. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Doing well. We are in the dead period, so I'm excited about that.
I was going to say, no one likes a good dead period more than Steve Wolfong. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I mean, no more weekend visits for a while. And I know college coaches were, I think some of them were already on airplanes Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, getting out of town, getting somewhere exotic with their families. And because, I mean, these college programs have had kids on campus since March.
As Steve mentioned, the official visit period for college recruits ended Sunday evening. So those are done. So today,
4 straight months.
It was rough. The new calendar is something else, especially you add in the fact with the NIL and stuff now, it's the volume's been turned up to just a very intense level. Today, we're going to get a vibe from Steve. Nothing etched in stone, people. Keep in mind, nothing is etched in stone here. These high-profile guys are back commiserating with their people and choosing where they're going to go. But we're going to get a sense from Steve now. The guys Ohio State's really after. Official visits are over. What is Steve's official vibe? I would say this is not as strong as a crystal ball. This is just a vibe. So don't aggregate this, people. This is just the Fong bringing you his current vibe. So we will start at the top. Bryce West and Aaron Scott. I got the names right. I often mix it the first and the last. Bryce West is in. We've talked about these two corners forever. Bill Kerlick has a story up about Aaron Scott. I have to say it's relatively encouraging, given where we've been over the last few months and the threat of Michigan. The Bryce West calamity was avoided. Your vibe on Aaron Scott and maybe a little commentary as the official visit season has come to an end.
Well, I've held on to my Ohio State prediction for Aaron Scott, but certainly have acknowledged, as y'all know, that Michigan a legitimate contender in this recruitment. But I feel like as it winds down, I still feel like he'll end up at Ohio State. I know that this past visit was one that he was really looking forward to. And you read the Dean story, obviously had a great time. And I haven't heard anything yet to make me flip that pick to Michigan. So this is a prospect that Ohio State has coveted as high as anyone on the board, regardless of position. Mm-hmm. He's got an elite skill set and a guy that Ohio State's worked hard to recruit. And I have him in right now.
Yeah, the hope for that Springfield vibe kicks in there. Dave knows that vibe too. Braxton Miller, sorry, Huber Heights. We all know where Braxton's really from. Let's move on. The next guy, you know, we haven't talked about this guy as much on this show, Steve, but you have written about him consistently, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Gerby Lambert, offensive lineman.
Well, not much has changed as far as the intel goes from the last time I was on last week. I know that Coach Fry and Coach Day have great connections at his high school. They got him on campus.
Where's he from again?
Massachusetts.
Right.
And I think Ohio State's on the short list. You know, there's a lot of buzz around Notre Dame with the academics, the small class sizes, and then certainly what they bring as a football program. And then Boston College trying to keep him home. He wants to major in engineering, so that's a big part of his decision as well.
If you could help us out, if you know when these guys are scheduled to commit, that would help. Does Gerby know when and when you're looking for?
I haven't seen a date for Gerby. Gerby's pretty low key.
Okay.
So that's how I like my offensive linemen.
I was going to say.
I don't like the ones that put a lot of attention on themselves. The ones that carry themselves the way Gerby carries themselves, they tend to be the ones that play well in college.
And the NFL. In fact, if you cover an NFL team, which I did, there's a kangaroo court, and they used to – offensive linemen used to fine each other if you even spoke to the media. So when you're 23 years old in the Redskins locker room and asking a huge offensive lineman a question and he's staring right at you and not answering, you learn then that offensive linemen aren't supposed to speak to the media.
Daniel, there were a couple official visitors this weekend. Ohio State landed two commits. They landed Bryce West and Demarion Witten out of Glenville. Demarion Witten's 6'4", 220-pound, high upside tight end that can be a bit of a mismatch, a tough cover. Who are you going to match him up with? You know, he's got an exciting skill set. I love where Ohio State stands with Miles Lockhart, mm-hmm. a four-star corner from Chandler, Arizona. Ohio State came into the visit as the favorite. I think they're the overwhelming favorite coming out of the visit. Then talking to my colleague, Greg Biggins, out west, 24/7 Sports national analyst. He's got his thumb on all the top prospects in the Los Angeles area. He caught a chance to talk with Kingston Viamuasa, the coveted linebacker from St. John Bosco. And he thinks, you know, there's been a lot of recent buzz about USC with Kingston, but I think this visit to Ohio State really, really moved the needle for Kingston Viamuasa after talking to Greg Biggins, who talked to Kingston about that visit. So this recruiting weekend is one that could ultimately bear a lot of fruit for the Buckeyes. They have the nation's number two recruiting class nationally right now. They passed the Wolverines with the commitments from the two coveted Glenville targets.
Let's say out west. Not St. John Bosco, but Modern Day and Brandon Brown.
Brandon Baker.
I'm sorry?
Baker.
I said Brown Baker. My bad. I'm going to take shit for that. Best offensive lineman I've seen in the class, and I know Justin Fry is big on him, hoping the California ties work. When he left here, there was that's kind of a theme that we're kind of going over here. When guys leave visits, they may say things that are glorified based on where they are. And then, you know, they go on other visits and things tend to settle down. When he left here, it was very much Ohio State. Now you're hearing a lot of Oregon, your vibe.
Well, I think that until told differently, Oregon is the team that I would point to. But I will say that good visit to Ohio State. It was a return visit and communication remained strong with the Buckeyes and you never rule Ohio State out. I think that Texas is also in there, and I do not expect him to end up at Georgia.
Interesting. Okay.
Which is where he was this weekend.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Which is where he was this past weekend. Okay. Kobe Black was at Texas this weekend.
Texan himself.
And, you know, there's some people that spent time with Kobe that think that Texas is in a really good position. But I just know that him and his family really enjoyed their time at Ohio State, a return trip after a great experience in the spring. This is a family that's been through the process. Dad played college football. Their brother plays football at Oklahoma State. So when you have that kind of insight, things you have a
– it's not their first rodeo.
Right. And I think that the important things are the important things when they look at their recruitment, when you compare it. There are people that don't always make decisions based on all the important things. I think with Kobe Black, they look at Ohio State as a place that has a tremendous culture, with tremendous defensive back coaches, with a pedigree of development at the position, and as a football team with off-field opportunity in a great city like Columbus, playing on the national stage. And so I think the Buckeyes are way in that one. You're kind of similar to KJ Bolden, right? Like, Kobe Black comes on campus, a lot of people are pointing towards Texas, even though he's got Alabama and LSU on his short list. And then KJ Bolden, you know, the crystal ball is on Georgia. He's from Georgia. There's a lot of Georgia smoke, but Ohio State's got a great shot at KJ Bolden. That visit was an awesome official visit. He's been to big games at Ohio State. His mom loves the Buckeyes program. She's connected with the coaches. Coach Eliano and company have done a great job. He loved watching film with Coach Eliano. And so Ohio State, they got a chance to sign the best defensive back class in the country. It's going to be damn good regardless, because they're, you know, the crystal ball's on them for Aaron Scott. They have Bryce West in the fold. Miles Lockhart's a guy that they're trending for. But you're still in the thick of it for a KJ Bolden, and then you're still in the thick of it for a Kobe Black. This could be a really, really special defensive back haul for the Buckeyes this cycle.
Do you have a vibe on when those Black and Bolden are expected to verbally commit?
You know, I think Bolden could do something this summer. And Peyton Woodyard's another guy that Ohio State's working on. They're trying to flip from Georgia. He had a good visit to Ohio State this summer. Kobe Black, I haven't heard a timetable on Kobe Black. That doesn't mean there isn't one. Sure. And I mean, he's got an official visit scheduled for Alabama in October. So, you know, I guess we'll see. But maybe there's a report that says he's going to decide this summer, and I just didn't see it.
But you say official visit in October. Unfortunately for Steve, this dead period will end at some point, and guys will get back out on the road.
Yeah, we eventually got to grind again on the weekends, and we'll be grinding on weekends because kids will be announcing their commitments and stuff on weekends. But I certainly love a time when there's not 500 recruits on campuses. That is that lightens the load just a hair.
Certainly when your beautiful children are participating in, be it soccer, baseball, or whatever, you'd rather focus on your own child's athletics than that of some other one. But we do have to pay the bills. Speaking of which, let's take a break here at the 12-minute mark, pay some podcast bills. I have a couple guys left to ask about, and then we'll roll.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back. Last year was the I want to say wild, the wild goose chase for defensive ends that never materialized. This year, optimism abounds. What did you think of Edric Houston's recent visit to Alabama? Did that affect in any way your belief that he could end up at Ohio State?
Well, anytime a prospect visits Alabama, that obviously is one that can move the needle and change the dynamic of a recruitment. But I haven't heard anything yet. Doesn't mean that it hasn't happened, but I haven't heard anything yet to make me want to move my prediction off of Ohio State for Edric Houston. Still like where the Buckeyes stand there until told differently. And Ohio State, they're in the thick of it for Dylan Stewart, as you know.
That was my next name, go ahead.
Yeah, he, you know, they took an official visit the same weekend, or no, excuse me, did they?
It was they did. Yep.
Yeah. It was the same weekend. Yeah, with KJ Bold and all of them, and you know, the more people, so there's so much mixed stuff out there on Dylan Stewart right now, but there are a lot of people saying that they think he's going to end up at Ohio State. You know, mom loves Larry.
South Carolina, Steve. I talked about this yesterday. South Carolina has some hook in the DMV that I'm not aware of. Either it's a line to their NIL or some coach on the staff, because Nicholas Harbor is better than South Carolina. There's other guys considering it. Dylan Stewart should be deciding between Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia, in my opinion, based on quality of football. What is South Carolina doing so well? Selling Hilton Head?
Well, they have a program that's on the rise. You know, they finished their season by beating Tennessee, who won a New Year's Six Bowl, beating Clemson. They beat Clemson. You know, I think when you look at Sterling Lucas over there at South Carolina, he's got some NFL pedigree in his history. You know, he's worked at several NFL programs and had a lot of success. So that's a guy that people would want to learn from, and you know, they get after it on the trail. You know, Miami's another program that is recruiting Dylan Stewart like he's the number one overall prospect on their board. And so, you know, we'll see what happens, but there are a lot of people that behind the scenes like Ohio State's position. And I kind of slept on Ohio State in this recruitment for a little while, but I'm certainly not sleeping on them anymore. You know, that's another prospect that Ohio State's got a great shot to land a June, you know, these June official visits, very fruitful. You know, Marquise Lightfoot, the crystal ball favors Ohio State for him, the edge rusher out of Chicago. Now, he was at Miami this past weekend. Did the Hurricanes change that? I haven't heard that yet, but they're certainly trying. Jeremiah McClellan's a receiver from St. Louis going into his official visit to Oregon this weekend. You know, I liked where Ohio State stood. We'll see where the dust settles there, but you know,
question quick. Another one here. This is a theme developing. Did I see the Elijah Moore, by the way, another DC DMV resident. Now he likes South Carolina as well.
Florida State.
My bad.
Yep. Was that in Tallahassee this past weekend? Had a great visit, and the vibe there has flipped from Ohio State.
Why is that?
I mean, I think he had a great visit. I think, you know, Florida State, they had a great year last year. There's a high expectations for them this year.
Depth chart, yeah, NIL maybe, because no one would choose to play receiver at Florida State or Ohio State. See, we all know this.
I'm
slightly biased. I don't know if you've noticed.
I hope people don't like lump me into the stuff that you say here.
I know. Listen,
I'm just a fly.
I don't know if you've noticed. You're on several shows. You know what I'm saying? They can differentiate. I'm the Buck Nutter, and you're the director. I'm just here, you know.
You're wearing an Ohio State hoodie.
Oh, this is fire. Look at this thing. It's cold. You know why? 65 degrees today. I'm in summer mode, and it's a little too chilly. Osciani agrees with me. Anyway, I think we'll let Steve go. He's been very gracious with his time. I think we'll give him next week off. And then we'll start bothering him again after that. But this is high-quality programming here. It is not easy to get the director on, people. The fact that he comes to some branch-off show like Bucknuts Morning 5 is a gift to all of us. So
easy.
You'll see him on the Wilt Fong Whip Around. You'll see him on the recruiting shows from coast to coast. And we appreciate him being here. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. You'll also see me sometimes on the front row.
Sometimes.
Takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable. They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.